in everything that we do, in everything that we say. And Lord, that you would take this message tonight and you would just allow it to touch people's hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, before we get started, what I want to do is I'm going to remind you this coming Wednesday night, we're going to have sandwiches at 5:30. And then we're going to go into small group time at 6. At 6, what the youth group's doing during this time is it's going to be doing something that's pretty cool. We're going to be talking about the end times and the rapture. If you're not familiar with that, there's a lot of different theories about how the earth is going to end, when God is coming back, and all those kinds of things. So we're going to unpack a lot of that. We're using a lot of video. We're using some pretty cool stuff from the 60s. It's pretty psychedelic, if I say so myself. But, yeah. It was when Karen was young. That's right. And it was all... Yeah. And so... It's a great tool that is going to be exciting. So if you don't have anything you're doing on Wednesday nights, or if you want to make this a priority, we want you to come out and be a part of this. Once again, I just want to tell you guys how proud I am of you guys for coming out. I know half of you guys look like you're half dead, but that's okay. At least you're here. So that's what's important. Tonight, we're going to talk about talking with God, communication with prayer. Now, I want you to think about your closest friend here, with the closest person that you have a relationship with. Now, what makes that relationship special? Besides, oh my gosh, he's such a good-looking guy. And she looks at him and holds his hand. Molly, isn't that just sweet? Let's take it out of the realm of guy-girl relationship. Let's just take it into the realm of relationships and period. What makes a good friend? What makes a good friend? Somebody you can trust, somebody you can count on, somebody that you spend time with. Well, tonight what we want to share with you about, just for a few minutes, is that you need to develop that kind of relationship with God. The Word of God says that if we're going to be a success, if we're going to have joy, if we're going to have purpose, if we're going to have love beyond measure in our lives, that we need to communicate with Him. Pastor Larry has been doing this series. He started it this morning talking about the shack. And the entire whole book talks about forgiveness and repentance and all the different things that go along with having a relationship with God. But how we communicate with God, how we communicate with Him through prayer is so important, because if we're not communicating with Him, we're not hearing what He has to say. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 14, it's a passage of Scripture that you all are familiar with. You don't know that you're familiar with it, but you are. It's the Lord's Prayer. Let's say it together. I know it's going to be hard to muster up the energy to say this, but let's say it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as it is in earth. Earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In that passage of Scripture, in that prayer, is everything that we need to have a relationship that's vibrant with God. It talks about forgiving our debts. It talks about us forgiving others. It talks about asking God to not lead us into temptation, to keep us from temptation, but deliver us from evil. It talks about how, when evil men come against us, how we are to respond. In John 15:7, it says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be given unto you. Prayer is a marvelous thing because it You three are freaking me out tonight. Prayer is a marvelous thing, because the thing about it is, if you communicate with God, if He remains in you and you remain in Him, if you have a relationship with Him that is ongoing and keeps you alive, He says you can ask whatever you wish and it'll be done unto you. Not, oh my gosh, I want to win the lottery. Because if you've got a close relationship with Him, then those aren't going to be the things that are important. But oh my gosh, I want to make an impact in somebody's life. Oh my gosh, I want to spend 30 hours living like people on the other side of the world live. I want to make an impact in the world. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, it says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything in accordance to His will," that's an important part, asking in accordance to His will. We don't want the $1 million lottery. We want things that are in accordance with His will. He will hear us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have it if we ask Him. We might not have it tomorrow. You might be praying for a relationship to be restored, whether it's your parents, whether it's a friendship, whether it's just a situation that's going on at school, whatever it is. You might be praying that a relationship would be restored, or that God would just come down in your life and just change you and make you into a different person. Guys, those kind of prayers aren't usually answered instantaneously. But as you're faithful to pray about those things, as you're faithful to do what God wants you to do, to live the kind of life that God wants you to live, His Word says that He will accomplish that for you. You have a guarantee. You have a guarantee. When do you pray? Psalms 4 verse 8 says, "I will lie down and sleep in peace, for You alone, O Lord, You alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." When you lie down, you pray. When you get up, it says in Psalms 5 verse 3, it says that when you get up in the morning, you pray. It's not important when you pray. It's important that you pray. It's important that you have a relationship with God of prayer. He wants to talk to you. He wants to communicate with you. He wants to be your friend. A lot of you are making decisions as far as colleges are concerned and looking at classes and things like that. And it seems like all this stuff of the world gets on your back, and you have to make all these decisions, and you're battling over what college you're going to go to with your parents because they want you to go to Princeton and you want to go to Yale and there's all this conflict. But God says that He'll take all of that and He'll make sense of all of that if we just trust in Him. God isn't concerned about the mood that you come to Him in. David, King David, came to God in several different moods. It says that he came to God in pain in Psalms chapter 6, verse 2. It says that he came to God with a joyful heart in Psalms chapter 8, verse 1. It says that he came to God rejected by men in Psalms 13, verse 1. And it says in Psalms 18, verse 3, it says that he came to God in full of praise. God wants to hear you in your situation. God wants to meet you where you're at. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 says, "Call unto me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great unsearchable things that you do not know." God is your friend. God is your friend. And you just need to focus on the fact that he'll see you through. In John chapter 1, verse 5:14, it talks about praying in accordance with God's will. What does it mean to pray in accordance with God's will? It means to pray in harmony with God's will, in agreement with God's will. You pray whatever you think God would want you to do in this particular situation. That does not mean God strike down all my enemies and make them burn. But that means God let me have a forgiving heart. I want to leave you with one last verse. It's John chapter 16, verse 24. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be made complete. If you don't ask, you don't receive. If you don't seek, you don't find. If you don't knock, the Word of God says, the door won't be open. These are the building blocks that make up our Christian faith. So I would encourage you. Last week we talked about taking 5 minutes to spend time in His Word. I would encourage you not to switch. Still keep taking those 5 minutes to spend time in His Word each day, but to add 5 minutes in prayer and see what a difference it can make in your life. Karen, if you'll close us in prayer.